Hey, today I just wanted to jump right into maybe like looking at how to process images, specifically on Azure. I've done this several times. I've implemented this in several different systems. Like a big use case that a lot of companies have is they want to be able to upload a profile picture, and then have that obviously available to other people on the platform. So mostly I've seen this done right. I have seen one case where, in my mind, it was done very wrong. And when I say very wrong, it was taking the company to the place where they needed to have like 40 or 50 servers just to process images. Now, they did have a large volume of traffic, but if you do this right, really, it shouldn't be about your servers doing work. To me, it should really just be about hosting the images and making them available publicly. So I have a NuGet package as well as an open source project that can help you to look at this. I just want to run through the architecture really quickly, and I'll provide the links below so that you can have access to that source code. So a typical thing to do is to have some sort of API which you can call from either a website or your client if you have a mobile client. So the logic behind the API is really, to me, pretty straightforward. What you want to do is store the actual incoming data into a blob. So this will give you the raw image, or the original, if you will. So that will be stored in a blob. And you'll have that for the lifetime of your application, meaning if you ever change sizing or anything like that, you can come back to this raw file and reprocess it as needed. The next step in the workflow that I would recommend is to then put the name onto a queue. So basically just like some way to identify that file, put that in the queue. So really straightforward. All your raw data goes into blob, the ID goes into a queue, okay? So the APIs work. All it's done is it's streamed it to a blob, and then it's set up that blob for further processing, and then your response is gonna be like your 200 to the client. And now this breaks the actual flow down in a way that all the heavy lifting and processing can be done in, say, like a web job or a worker role. So a background process can actually work off of the queue. And so what it would do in my mind is, just pretend this is kind of like blob storage here, is it'll then pull that blob storage. So it'll get that ID.jpg. And then typically what I would do is I would do something along the lines of a thumbnail, and then let's just say like a large format. Now these should be standard formats that you have defined for your application. Obviously thumbnail would be like, you know, the preview thumbnail that you have in your application versus the large. If someone then clicks on the thumbnail, they'd get the larger view. And then these would be capped in terms of what your actual size ratios are there, right? So this could be, the thumb could be a little square and the large could be the large representation with the maximum pixels that you're supporting on your site for that image. Now the nice thing about this is these would just go right back into blob and sit next to the original. So once all that background processing is done, and I'll just get rid of the processing part of that, you actually have a few things that you can do. So now we have the stored, the thumbnail, and the large format, and then these are in blobs. So the nice thing that you can do is actually now serve directly from blob storage to your users. So if you put your domain name .com, content dot your domain name dot com, you can actually reference that thumbnail in that large format. You can view the other video that I've done on the actual CDN. We'll actually describe some of this a bit more too. So just look for Cloud CDN and other videos. So now you can stream it directly from Microsoft servers, the content, as well as you could have a CDN put on top of that. And again, this is alleviating your need for your servers to be in this process. And this gives you, the CDN obviously gets you way nearer to your clients and able to stream those images much more efficiently to your clients. And then lastly, if you need to have the image look like it's coming from your www.web server, you can have an additional API which calls for those thumbnails and those large images and just streams it out to your user. And so this gives you a really good way for designers and implementers to be able to choose how they want to distribute the content that a user generates. And really simple mechanism, get it into blob storage as fast as you can. On a background task, process the images. And then once they're in blob storage, you have access to either have a custom API to stream them out, or else you can have the Microsoft servers doing the heavy lifting. Now, I have an open source project which bundles all of this. It even comes with the API for uploading and resizing, and I'll put the links available underneath this video. The other thing is just check out that source code, see what it's doing, and then figure out how you can leverage a pattern like this. It's probably the most cost-effective way to handle image processing. I hope that was informative. If you want any more information, please get in touch with me. I hope you have a great day. Bye.